My lords, my ladies, how are we doing today? No, I didn't quit the podcast. Yes, all the guests that were asking me if we're still doing a podcast eventually. Yeah, we're still doing a podcast. Matter of fact, the podcast is finally back. I apologize, everybody. This is 100% my fault. I got addicted is an understatement to Game of Thrones. I will explain everything as we get into this episode. The podcast is no longer brought to you by Patreon because no one donates to it. So, we might have to do advertising. I don't know. Anyway, the podcast is back. Just rejoice. People, my, how I've missed you. You guys are probably thinking, how are you going to tell us you missed us when you were the one that wasn't putting out podcast episodes? Listen, 2 Sundays ago, so let me actually backtrack this to the very beginning. You guys know that we stay at Jenna's mom's house. We're not proud of it. It's just something we have to do right now. Anyway, staying there, plumbing's going on, so we're staying at my mom's. Well, 2 Sundays ago was the Game of Thrones episode with this huge battle scene, and I heard about it, and I said, you know, I'm not going to watch this show, let's be honest, right? I'm not going to watch this. I'm a grown man. Dragons aren't for me. Watched that episode and instantly had the thought of I need to watch this as soon as possible. Well, I did the math. I asked people on Twitter. I said, hey, if I start Game of Thrones right now, how many episodes do I need to watch a day to catch up to watch the finale with the good people of Game of Thrones, right? So, everybody on Twitter, they did the math for me. They said, hey, you gotta watch like 3 episodes a day, and then you gotta watch 4 episodes some days. I said, all right, well, it's gonna be rough, but it's doable. So I told a couple people about this. Hey, I'm thinking about watching Game of Thrones so I can watch the finale live with the rest of the people. And everybody's instant reaction was, there's absolutely no chance that you can do this, right? There's, just to get to season 8, it was 77 episodes of at least an hour long each, and they're like, there's no chance you're doing this. So my automatic reaction to that was, okay, well, then I guess I'm going to have to watch the last 2 with everybody because I'm just stubborn, a stubborn shithead, and I figured if you guys don't think I can watch the finale, I'm going to watch the last 2 episodes. Now, I'm doing this podcast right now on Wednesday. That means I'm caught up. I put the podcast on pause so that I could watch Game of Thrones, which is why I haven't put out an episode for your beautiful ears. Well, what does that mean? That means that last Monday, I started Game of Thrones, and this afternoon, I finished it. I'm caught up, bitches. Now, do I want to spoil everything for you guys? Yeah, I do. So if you plan on watching Game of Thrones, you probably shouldn't listen to this episode. Because all I want to do is talk about Game of Thrones. That's not what the whole episode's going to be about. But I need to get a couple things off my chest to vent my Game of Thrones. Now, I also don't know which season stuff happened because it's all one big season to me at this point. My brain's a little bit mush. So if you are watching Game of Thrones, finish it. Come back to this episode. Let me know what you guys thought. Or if you don't plan on listening or watching Game of Thrones, listen to this episode because it might change your mind. It might not. Who knows? Who cares? Well, all right. So season one. Yeah. So 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Season one started off slow. The show starts off slow and there's a lot of shit going on. So I'm going to need to go rewatch this series at my own like leisure eventually, not anytime soon, because I'm going to give my brain a little Game of Thrones break. But so season one, like it was very confusing at first. The whole season actually was pretty confusing until about season two or three. Shit started like falling into place. The whole first season was insane. Now, there's a man, Ned Stark, who you think this guy is definitely making it to the end. Well, season one, homeboy Netty Ned got his fucking head chopped off by Joffrey, which, by the way, a few podcasts back, you can go listen to it with BJ Banks. I asked him, if you could beat the shit out of one fictional character, who would it be? And he said, without a doubt, it would be Joffrey from Game of Thrones. Me, like most of you, thought, what the fuck? Who is Joffrey and why would somebody want to kill a child or beat the shit out of a child? Well, when you watch Game of Thrones, you want to beat the shit out of a child. I don't get it. But when you watch it, you're like, oh, it makes sense. This little fucker. He is the most entitled, little cold-hearted piece of shit in any movie or TV series that I've ever seen. There's him and there's this motherfucker Ramsay. These two evil shitheads are equally evil. And the justice, when Game of Thrones kills somebody, they really kill somebody. And there's so much shit going through my head right now about Game of Thrones that I'm not going to be able to get it all out right now. I'm going to need somebody else to come on the pod. Maybe like Dan or somebody. Somebody else that knows Game of Thrones. I'm going to have to bring them on so I can ask them shit. Because when you watch it the way I did... I actually, like, the good thing about binging it the way I did was I couldn't really, like, get too attached to anyone. The other one that died, there's a few people that die and you're like, holy fuck, man, like, they really had to do them like that. Ned Stark, this is a big spoiler, so if you guys plan on watching it, don't listen to this. Ned Stark, fucking, Robb Stark, when Robb died and his mom and his pregnant wife at the same time, you kidding me? Now, Jason Momoa is in this fucking show for like a half a season or so, maybe been more. I don't know. You know, it was for me, it was like 2 days worth. He was in 2 days of the binge. He made it. That guy, his death was such a bitch death. You know how, like, I'm telling you, all right, Ned Stark, head chopped off. Robb Stark, throat cut. Jason Momoa's character, which I don't even know, isn't it? Cal? He's a Dothraki. The Dothraki army. Okay, basically they're like Middle Eastern guys that ride horses. And they go, la, 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 la. Now, I know that was racist, but that's what they do. So it's not that racist. He fucking gets into a fight and basically gets an infection from the cut. Just so bitch. also, like, I get it because it's... it doesn't take place on Earth, but it takes place, like, in medieval times. So, take it how you want. Again, there's so much. The way that I should be doing this is, like, a season-by-season podcast. Because, like, I'm trying to think of everything I want to talk about. My brain is just honestly hurting right now. Like, it literally is starting to hurt from thinking, what all did I want to talk about with Game of Thrones? Because there's so much. The show is so deep. It's so well put together. And, like, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's the best show I've ever seen, but it's definitely easily top five. And so I watched this and people are like, yeah, now you got to watch Breaking Bad. I'm not interested. Game of Thrones was always like, for me, it was like, I'm so far behind that I didn't think I'd be able to, which I did. Breaking Bad, I get it that it's probably a great show, but like, Math Teacher Cooks Meth doesn't really interest me when I have Ozark, which is like, they might not even be similar, but I'm assuming they're similar shows. But back to Game of Thrones. The amount of fucking and sucking that's in this show, by the way, unbelievable. You see so many titties. I saw so many titties in the past week and a half. It was like when I first discovered porn. I was just titty, titty, titty. These, and they're all dime pieces. There was like one chick with weird nipples. Plot twist, not plot twist, but spoiler alert. You get to see Khaleesi naked. That's worth watching the whole show. For real. Now, there's like some weird shit that goes on in this show that it's going to make you question if you want to watch it. The first thing, there's a lot of incest. Medieval and incest is like fucking spaghetti and meatballs. You feel me? Like, everybody is fucking someone from their family. If it's not their brother, it's their aunt or their cousin. In Game of Thrones, incest is best. Also, might turn you off, there's like a 14-year-old dude that's still breastfeeding, and his personality is just so creepy. This kid is so creepy that even though you know it's like a really young kid, you want something real. You want him to like break his leg or something and get an infection, you at the very least, and just die. Maybe not like head chopped off, but you want this kid to die just because he's way too old. He's talking full sentences and sucking on his mom's boob. It's real, real weird. What else? A lot of rape. Like a lot of rape. Like when I say a lot of rape, I don't think you... Like the one... This is in the first season, I think. Khaleesi's brother, basically, which by the way, let me just pause what I'm about to say and say, if it wasn't for Khaleesi's brother, she wouldn't be shit. She would have never got the dragon eggs, which is why she's so powerful. If she didn't have dragons, she would be literally nothing. And she got the dragon eggs from her brother, who was a terrible person because he told her that he would let the entire Dothraki army rape her and their horses if it meant that he could go home. Terrible person. He deserved what happened to him. That was like the first death where I was like, oh, I'm in. That dude got melted gold poured onto his head and it looked painful. Oh my gosh. So many characters, so many stories. I'll tell you my least favorite character. I know this podcast is going all over the place right now with Game of Thrones. Least favorite character in this whole fucking show has to be Brandon Stark. Is there anybody more worthless in this whole show besides maybe like Sansa? Sansa and Brandon bring nothing to this to the table. You know who else doesn't bring much to the fucking table is the High Sparrow. Those three characters are the biggest time fills that I've ever seen. Bran, he's in a wheelchair because he got pushed out of a window in the first fucking episode. Or second episode. I don't remember. He's been in a wheelchair. His eyes roll back into the head and he sees the three-eyed raven, which is like the past, present, future. And he just sees what's coming. It's pointless because he can't do anything. He doesn't help anyone. Sansa, this poor girl has been through so much that at this point, I think her life would have just been easier if she got killed way earlier. She hasn't killed anyone. She's almost been raped. She did get raped. She'd been tortured. She was married. She got her brother killed, her dad killed, her mom killed, her brother's pregnant wife killed. She just gets her whole family killed. She gets raped. She gets tortured. She just is bad news for everybody. The High Sparrow, though, that dumb ass bitch didn't bring a goddamn thing to the whole story. He was like, the High Sparrow is basically like this real high priest, and he's like, he just sentences people. The only thing he did good was when he made Cersei get naked and do her little shame walk. That was it. And it was, I mean, it wasn't even that good. Basically what happened was she walked naked. You heard this? I don't know if you can hear that. Let me do it again. You hear that? And then you hear,
shame.
That's it. Yeah, it was probably a 10-minute scene of that. And they're just like throwing shit at her and just pisses her off. But other than that, worthless. But it was like a little bit of justice. And it was like, yeah, she deserved that. Anyway. I don't even know, like, I definitely just have to bring somebody on. Let's just talk about season 8. Because now I'm caught up. We'll maybe do like a recap or something one of these days with somebody. I already know that this is going to be real hard to follow, especially if you haven't watched the show or don't plan on watching it and you're like already zoned out and you're tuned out. So that's cool, whatever. I get it. but season 8, man. What is it? 6 episodes. They're about an hour and a half each. I think at least like the last two were. First episode, completely dumb, just stupid. It was a dumb episode. Let's be honest. If you liked the first episode of season 6, you're a loser and a dork. Second episode, very, very boring, but it was like, it was a needed episode. More needed than the first one. They could have did the first one as the second one, if that makes sense. Like, the second episode could have been mixed in with the first episode. They could have made it an hour and a half long and just took out some of the shit that wasn't necessary. Second episode, though, it was cool because, they were like reminiscing and I don't know. It was nice. Third episode. This is the one that got me hooked. Is there a better episode? Especially the ending scene. I tweeted about this. And even Dan was like, I have watched it so many times. There is about a 10 to 15 minute scene where they're playing this. It's a slow motion scene with a piano that like builds into a violin, and the Night King is walking up to Brandon Stark to kill him. But then they keep cutting back to the battle that's going on. And everything about this scene literally, like, just gave me goosebumps. I was like, holy shit, this is fucking awesome. That scene is the reason I binge-watched, what the fuck? It's gotta be 81 episodes, maybe? It's up there. Like, 80-plus episodes of Game of Thrones in a week and a half was because, like, seriously, because of this scene. It was the most well put together scene I've ever seen in a movie or TV in my entire life. And that's like, that's not an overstatement at all. I'm not exaggerating. Just watch this scene and you'll be like, holy fuck. That's like, even if you don't know what's going on, you'll get the feeling like, holy shit. Shout out, actually, well, shout out to Arya for killing the Night King, but she didn't deserve that kill, let's be honest. Jon Snow deserved that kill. Arya deserved to kill Cersei. Now what the fuck's gonna happen? Because episode 4, now if you haven't listened or haven't watched that episode yet, turn it off now. Basically, Khaleesi isn't looking like she's that good of a person anymore, because she basically, if I'm mistaken, correct me, I think she said she was willing to kill thousands of innocent people just so she could have the throne. And also, she's like a little bit worried that Jon Snow, aka Aegon Targaryen, I think his real name is going to take the throne from her. Man, what the fuck is gonna happen? Because their army went up to Cersei's gate with, like, I don't know, 30, 40 people and a dragon. She has one dragon left. John sent Ghost back with the bearded guy, who I love. Wish I knew his name, but it's all a mush. I really don't know his name. They have 40 people, a dragon, and Jon Snow's coming around with some other people, but still not enough. They have all these catapults ready to shoot this other dragon down, crossbows, ready to shoot this other dragon down. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, I'm fucking nervous for Sunday's episode. The black chick that's been there since fucking Cersei's been, or since Khaleesi's been doing her thing, got her head cut off by the Mountain, who's, I think, dead and rotting. He's basically a walking, rotting body. Which, also, if the Hound ends up killing the Mountain, will that be, was there anything better than that? The scene where the Mountain crushes that one man's head is so disturbing. He had him. He said, Dallas, admit you raped and killed her kids. He had him, and he taunted the Mountain, and the Mountain crushed his head like a fucking pimple. Which also, like, isn't even that big of a stretch, because I feel like the guy that plays the Mountain could really do that. I don't know, man. The show is amazing. I'm definitely going to have somebody on after this, the show is over, just so we can get more into it, you know, because I'm not even doing it just, I'm trying to cover, I only have so much time, that's my problem. I need to do like a season by season recap. I think that would be the idea, but I just had to get like a little bit of this freaking show off of my chest. It's so good. The show is amazing. The fuck? I don't even know, like, what has happened in the world since I've been watching this show. You know what has, I know that has happened in the world that is pretty fucking disturbing? It's another school shooting in Colorado, I believe. I don't know how many, I don't know how many people died. I hope it, I know one for sure. Hopefully it's just one, but like the fact that I'm saying hopefully just one when it's talking about students is so disgusting. And like the fact that we're almost becoming, not almost, we are like becoming accustomed to these fucking school shootings, man. Like, what the fuck is wrong with people? You know? I saw something like talking about how all teachers should be carrying guns and that, dude, if that is the answer, god damn, we fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, I get it if that is the answer. I mean, then do it, right? I'm not gun guy, but if teachers need to be armed in order to keep students safe, I'm obviously pro-student over pro-gun. But, like, god damn, is that the only... is that the fucking answer, man? What is going on? It's the fact that, like... it's the fact that we're used to it, man. It's really gross. Oh, god damn it. Colorado school shooting victim died trying to stop the gunman. Oh, man. Jesus. Kendrick Castillo was killed while trying to stop one of the assailants. Fucking kudos to that kid. Holy shit, I wish I didn't just read that. I wish that wasn't a fuck. I wish that wasn't a headline, man. Oh, god. Eight injured, one killed. Oh, boy. What are we doing, people? I mean, and, like, what do you do with a person like that? Obviously, like, people like that, you have to kill them, right? I mean, what are you going to do? Study them? Keep them locked up? If you keep them locked up, you're just ruining, wasting taxpayers' money on a person that ultimately should be dead. You have to kill that person. Am I right? I mean, or am I wrong? Gosh, that's a shame, man, that's the world we're living in. Not that, I mean, obviously we're living in the best time of all times to be alive, like easiest. We don't have to worry. If we get a cut, we don't have to worry about an infection that's going to kill us. We almost, I mean, if you're listening to this, at least you have some type of food or shelter. But like the fact that some things are just normalized, like a school shooting, is just, it's really gross. Like, what the fuck are we doing, man? Also, on a lighter note, how do you even go anywhere from that? Anyway, the Met Gala. That's what I wanted to talk about. What the fuck is that thing? What is... let me Google what it is before I start shitting on this. What is the Met Gala? Met Gala, formerly called the Costume Institute Gala, It's also known at the Met Ball as the Met Ball and an annual fundraising gala for the benefit of Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute in New York City. It marks the opening of the costumes or the Costume Institute's annual fashion exhibit. Benefit of the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute in New York City. Imagine saying that you go to that school. Every time someone asks you where you go to school, Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute in New York City. Is that what the Met is? The Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute? Jesus, that's a tongue twister. Is that what the Met is? They just shortened the whole thing to Met for Metropolitan? That's dumb. Anyway, okay, so it's a costume. It's a costume party, right? That's, I think, what I just read. Met Gala 2019. How fucking dumb is the Met Gala? Imagine, yo. Imagine thinking that you are so cool and elite that you go to the fucking Met Gala. Holy shit, Janelle Monáe, this chick, she's wearing, I don't even know. And people, like, praise these people, like, these fucking costumes. They're so dumb. I saw, like, Kendall and Kylie, they posted, like, three different outfits. Which, by the way, smoke shows, but they look so dumb. And Cardi B's dress is so obnoxiously big. Imagine going to the Met Gala and just, like, imagine going and seeing all these people and thinking that, like, you're somehow elite. Shout out to fucking Kanye. Kim looked like a psycho, but Kanye was just wearing a black bomber jacket and a white tee, and he just looked like a normal ass guy. So shout out to Kanye. 21 Savage looked like a fucking pharaoh. So what is he doing? Who knows? Let's see. Let's look at these other people. Look up 21 Savage. Oh my god. Wait, I don't understand what's going on. Wait, was this like Beauty and the Beast? Is that what the... Dude, if that was the fucking theme. 2019 theme. Is it Beauty and the... What? What is the theme? Susan Sontag... Okay. Camp. Camp is the... God, am I like... I wonder if I'm really not fashion talented or if everybody feels the way I do. Because Katy Perry dressed as a chandelier. Harry Styles was dressed in lingerie. What's going on there? I don't know. Anyway, the Met Gala is probably one of the dumbest events. You guys are like, oh, you're just jealous because you don't get to go to the Met Gala. No. Actually, pause. Dude, these outfits are... How does the... Under Best Dressed Men from the Met Gala, they have Michael B. Jordan, who looks like a fucking prince. Next to Jared Leto, who's in a red dress with a bunch of sparkles, holding a fake head of Jared Leto. How, that is the biggest insult to Michael B. Jordan. He looks so crisp. He's in all black. And I think it's all black. Yeah, all black. It looks like maybe velvet or something. And they have a side-by-side with him and Jared fucking Leto, who's holding a fake head of Jared Leto. Come on, guys. What are we doing? The Katy Perry chandelier one is probably the worst, or the Janelle Monáe, though. Everybody else is like, you look like a fool, but whatever. Just dumb. I don't understand, like, what they do there. Is there an inside party or something? What do people do? Ah, whatever, man. That kind of shit is so dumb, where you think... That's the kind of shit you never see a comedian at. Where they think, like, that they are so elite, they're above other people, that they're going to go to an event that other people can't get into. You can't buy tickets to the Met Gala. That's why I'm saying that. That's how they knew that fire guy was involved when those emails were getting sent out, like, tickets to the Met Gala, $399.99. You can't get tickets to them. They don't release tickets, and people don't sell tickets to it. You just get invited or you don't go. That's it. There was something else I wanted to talk about before I got out of here. Oh, I heard Rogan mention something about, a new Radiolab episode. Excuse me. It's called Dinopocalypse Redux, or Reduce, R-E-D-U-X. How would you say that? Redux? I don't know. I'm dumb. Technically, I'm dumb. Anyway, it was basically about the meteor that wiped the dinosaurs out. And, you know, they said there's a lot going on this podcast, but... They said basically, you know, for these dinosaurs, it was a normal ass day where, I mean, if we had like an astrologist now, I think that's the right one. That would be the one that's looking, or physicist. I don't know. Whoever, maybe both, astrologist, physicist, sounds like something that's not real. But they sound, if they were real, that sounds smart, don't they? So it's just a normal day, and they basically said if you were there, you would see just a tiny white light that didn't move at all, just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And bigger. And basically, they compared the meteor going through the atmosphere to a bullet going through water, which you can find like a slow motion version of this, where if you shoot a bullet through water, there's a like split second where the bullet's going so fast that the water can't move out of the way fast enough, so it creates like a tube of air almost behind the bullet for a split second. Because the bullet's going so fast that it's pushing the water out of the way before it can close back up. This meteor that was 6 miles wide, when it hit the atmosphere, it did that to the atmosphere. And they said if you were in the right spot for about a second, you would see your clear blue sky, your blue day sky, and behind the meteor, there would have been a circle 6 miles wide of black. You'd see the day sky with a little circle of the night sky because it pushed the atmosphere so fast that it didn't have time to close up, which is so fucking bizarre to me. They also, you know how, like, in elementary school they said, well, the meteor hit the Earth and there was a big explosion and then it kicked up a bunch of dust and that dust created a cloud which created the Ice Age and all the dinosaurs froze to death. Well, couldn't have been more wrong. Basically, what happened, what they think happened, is same way like they did that test with the bullet under the water or whatever, for the example. If you've ever dropped a pebble into like very loose sand or water, you know how it kicks back straight up for a second? Just like it's Newton's some law where, is it the fucking, I don't think it's every action has an opposite reaction. I don't think it's that one. It might be, whatever. Basically, they said, if you drop something in sand, it kicks it back up. Well, the meteor went 20 miles deep, which turned everything around it instantly into liquid, hot liquid. So that kicked up, and it was raining basically, is it lava after it leaves the Earth? Yeah, magma's inside lava. So it's raining lava and glass. And it was raining on these fucking dinosaurs. And they said that the Earth wouldn't have gotten, it wouldn't have froze. What would have actually happened was within less than an hour, the Earth's temperature would have been over 400 degrees, which, if you didn't know, dinosaur scales, feathers, skin can't take that, and they were basically burned to death. It was a terrible death for the fucking dinosaurs, is what I'm trying to say. I think it would have been over pretty fast, so that's cool. But, like, if you weren't in that direct impact site, it would have been rough. Getting rain, lava, and, like, the temperature heating up like that. Sheesh. But, like, the daytime with the nighttime sky at the same time really blew my mind. But then they said, you know how in Jurassic Park they found the amber and it had the dinosaur, or the fucking, well, mosquitoes in it? And they were taking the blood from the mosquito, which they sucked from the dinosaur. Anyway, they do find that. The amber is for real. It's not the way that in Jurassic Park. But there's also, they found glass balls in the Earth's surface that have fur or like skin, bones. There's actual glass balls from when it was raining down lava on these poor dinosaurs. Also, you would think like maybe they would be able to say what year it was or what time, like, you know, summer, spring, fall, winter, whatever. No. They pinpointed it to between June and July because of the flower fossils they found. There's only a certain type of lily that would have been growing, and it would have been growing between June and July millions of years ago. How bonkers is that? That shit was insane. But yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to share a little bit of that podcast if you want. It's Radiolab, which I've said this before, I say it again. Radiolab is the best, like the most well produced podcast I've ever heard. Like the way they do their sound effects, the way they do their changes from the voices. It's just, man, it is an incredible, incredible podcast that I recommend highly. Shit. I don't know, man. I think that's where we're gonna end it right here. Like I said, it's not like I know I've been gone for a while, so I should have a lot to talk about, but I don't because all I've been doing was watching fucking Game of Thrones. That's it. I'm gonna get back into living my life, so I'll have some shit to talk about for you guys the next time we do one. But yeah, as of this, that's all I got for you. And I apologize. I do. But anyway, thank you guys for sticking with us. And we're back. I'm going to be posting, there'll probably be a new episode out either Sunday or Monday. I'm going to post this one now. And we'll get some guests on. We're going to get some guests. And we're going to be talking more UFC, more comedy. And as always, until next time, people. Peace.
It's a test of the faith, and only holy devotion can keep the devils away. There's only so much that a man can pray. Marching through the night and the day. I swear.